Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, 27th day of the month of Adar. Today is day 538, that so many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We pray for their swift return home to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Akiva Males of the Young Israel of Memphis in Memphis, Tennessee, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Will be followed by Rabbi Mel slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, which will be recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. And then Rabbi Mel will lead us in the Mishaberach for the Chayalim, the Mishaberach for the Chatepin, the Mishaberach for the Twim, and finally concluding the Mishaberach Cholim, where he will pause, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. Sign up to receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email. Subscribe at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. It is great to be back with everyone. A little bit jet lag here, but grateful to my wonderful colleagues, to both Benjamin Cement and to Rabbi Jack Abramowitz for filling in while I was away, and that there was no pause or stoppage to the program, that we were able to continue to meet even when I wasn't available. So I'm very grateful to them, and but more than anything, so grateful to be back together with each and every single one of you today. The Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Mel.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's Rabbi Akiva Males in Memphis, Tennessee, and I thank you for the opportunity to share some Divrei Torah with you, as well as join together in davening and reciting some Tehillim. I want to share with you a very brief Divrei Torah that I saw this week that I found incredibly meaningful. We're going to be reading this Shabbos, Parshas Pekudei. Pekudei is a grand accounting of all the materials that were donated by Klal Yisrael, by the Jewish people, in order for the Mishkan, that tabernacle, to be built in the wilderness. And this Mishkan was going to be used not just for the next 40 years in the wilderness, but for hundreds of years after Bnei Yisrael entered into the land of Israel, until Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash. And in this week's Parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu goes through all the materials that were donated with great sacrifice by Am Yisrael, and lets us know that everything was put to use. I want to share with you a pasuk right at the beginning of the parsha. The parsha begins by telling us, Ela Pekudei, this is an accounting of all the items that were needed for the Mishkan. And then about seven psukim later, after telling us about an incredible amount of silver that was donated, the Torah tells us, Vesha Elat Ushiva Hameyos V'chamisha V'shivim. And there was 1,775 silver shekels. What did they get used for? Asav Vavim La'amudim. Moshe Rabbeinu, under his stewardship, but it was done by Betzalel and Aliyav and their team, they made silver hooks for the Amudim, for the pillars. We know that the Mishkan, there was the inner part, that was the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKdashim, the sanctuary part, that was surrounded by walls that were made of krashim, wooden walls that were overlaid with gold. But then the outer courtyard was formed by a series of pillars, and then there were tapestries, beautiful, ornate, woven tapestries that were hung from them. How did those tapestries hang from those pillars? So this is what those 1,775 silver shekelim were used for. They had been melted down to create these silver hooks that at the top of those pillars, those silver hooks would be affixed. And once those silver hooks were in place, whenever the Mishkan needed to be set up in the travels of Am Yisrael, they would hang the tapestries from those silver hooks. That's the Vavim La'amudim. That's what they were used for. So there's a very famous medrash here. It's a beautiful medrash. At the same time, it really raises numerous questions. And the medrash tells us about this 1,775 shkalim, silver shekels, that were used to make these silver hooks. The Medrash tells us as follows. Why is the pasuk, why is the verse specifying this? Oh, by the way, there was 1,775 shekels that went into making those hooks. There was an incredible amount of silver that was donated. Some of the silver went for some items that were made in the Mishkan, others for others. Why is the Torah specifying about this 1,775 specifically went for these silver hooks? So the Medrash Rabbah tells us as follows. Moshe Rabbeinu was doing a full accounting of the Mishkan. He was going through all the materials that had been donated, everything that had come in, and all of a sudden he began to panic. Because as he's going down the ledger, as he's realizing what everything had come in, all of a sudden he knows where it all went, what part, what aspect of the Mishkan that was necessary for. But as he's going through the silver, there was 1,775 silver shkalim that he could not account for. He couldn't remember. What was that silver used for? I know the rest of the silver, but I can't account for that 1,775 silver shkalim. And Moshe begins to panic. He says, oh my God, I'm finished. Klal Yisrael is going to have the nastiest things to say about me. They're going to say I skimmed something off the top. They're going to say I embezzled because I'm about to publish. I'm about to make public all of the details of the materials were used. And I cannot account for 1,775 silver shkalim. I'm finished. I'm toast. That's it. I'm going to be known as a grand embezzler. I'm done. And Moshe Rabbeinu begins to panic. And finally, what does the Medrash say? The Medrash tells us as follows. Ad Shahair HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, finally, God, out of his love for Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem opens Moshe's eyes, V'ra'o Sam Vavim Lamudim. And he really makes Moshe realize. He says, oh boy, here it is. He enlightens Moshe to make him realize that's where it was spent. That 1,775 silver shkalim, they went into making those silver hooks that were going to be on the pillars that the tapestries were going to hang on. Whew! I'm saved. That's what the Medrash tells us. I saw this week such a beautiful question and answer on this medrash from Rav Moshe Sternbach of Yerushalayim. Rav Sternbach asks as follows, how do we understand this medrash? There were so many items, so much material that was donated for the Mishkan. And Moshe has no problem remembering where all the gold went. No problem. He has no problem remembering where all the copper went. No problem. He has no problem remembering where all of the materials, all of the dyed, the argaman, the purple wool, and then there was the scarlet wool, and then there was everything. So many valuable items. He's got no problem remembering how everything was used in building the Mishkan. How do we understand this medrash that there's 1,775 shkalim silver shekels that he can't account for? You can't tell me Moshe Rabbeinu has a bad memory. He remembers everything. No other items he needed to have this panic with that Hashem had to open his eyes for. What was it about these silver coins that all of a sudden he just couldn't remember? And Rav Moshe Sternbach suggests as follows. Don't read this medrash literally. It does not mean that Moshe had no idea what it was used for until Hashem helped him realize, oh, great, now I remember it was used for the silver hook. Absolutely not. If you would have asked Moshe Rabbeinu at the beginning, what were those silver coins used for? He would have said for the silver hooks. So what does the Medrash mean that he says he couldn't remember them and he begins to panic? So Rav Sternbach suggests as follows. Moshe always knew it was used for the silver hooks, but he just did not view those silver hooks as the bricks and mortar, the essential components of the Mishkan. He could tell you where all the wood went. I know, that's the actual walls. He knows where the gold went. That's overlaying that wood. That's in the shulchan. That's in the aron, the menorah. I know where that went. I know where every item went. I know where the rest of the silver went. That was used for different kalim, everything. I know where the utensils, everything. These silver hooks were an anomaly. Why? Because these silver hooks, he didn't view them. They weren't the brick and mortars. They weren't the actual structure of the Mishkan. All they did was they helped connect the tapestry, which was another essential component, with the pillars, another essential component. But those hooks, those are like the screws and nails. If you were to ask Moshe, and this is what he's doing, he's making an accounting of the Mishkan, meaning the actual physical Mishkan, the brick and mortar, the structure. This was a building project. And he says, I don't know that those silver hooks, they're not part of the building project. They're on a lower plateau. They're just those connectors. They enable the tapestries to be connected to the pillars. But that's not the actual Mishkan. So now Moshe begins to panic because he's going to, Klal Yisrael is going to say about me, we donated items for the Mishkan. We went for the bricks and mortar. We're not things that are going to sustain, help keep it all together. To which HaKadosh Baruch Hu suggests, Rav Shlomo Brach, this is what the Medrash says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens his eyes and he says, Moshe realizes there's no difference. Those connecting pieces, it's not just that those are nails. Those connecting pieces are essential because without those hooks, the tapestries can't be connected to the pillars. And then we don't have a courtyard. The only way we can have a chatzar, the only way we can have a proper chatzar for the Mishkan is if the tapestries are hanging. For them to hang, we need those silver hooks. So even though initially Moshe Rabbeinu didn't consider those silver hooks to be an essential component of the actual body of the Mishkan, Hashem opens his eyes to realize, no, being a connector, enabling pieces to hold together, keeping it together, that's just as essential as the brick and mortar of the actual structure itself. That's what Moshe was having a hard time understanding, and that's what Hashem helped him realize. And Rav Sternbach ends with the following idea. He says, "V'limud l'daros," this is a lesson for all generations. Shemachzikim makom Torah. Those who uphold, those who help sustain a Jewish institution, a place where Torah is taught, where Torah values enrich the lives of the Jewish community. Nechshav ki'ilu hem shutim b'binyan aso. It's as if they built it. There's no difference between being a builder and being a sustainer. It's all the same because without the sustainers, the building falls apart. We can't keep the lights on. We can't keep the electricity running. So to sustain a structure, to sustain a makom Torah, a Torah institution, a place that really instills Jewish values to the community, that's just as important as building it. That's what the Medrash is teaching us. And that was the lesson that Hashem showed Moshe about the Vavei HaMudim, the silver hook. I thought this was so beautiful on many levels. And I'll tell you one that resonated with me personally. I love to read books pertaining to Jewish history, articles pertaining to Jewish history. And there are times that I'll sometimes read those books, read those articles, and I can become a little bit depressed because I look back at significant points in Jewish history and those junctures where there were heroic individuals who stepped up at a time when B'nai Yisrael, when the Jewish people needed it most, and they said, we're going to build this institution, we're going to build this shul, we're going to build this day school, we're going to build this mikvah, we're going to build this yeshiva. And you think, wow, those people that are responsible for building Torah, for building Jewish institutions that could sustain Judaism in Israel, in America, wherever it may be. But here I am. Now we're in the 21st century. Those institutions have been built. They're already there. What's left for me? And a person could sometimes become a little depressed, feel a little down about that. I don't have the ability to be a builder. I read all those books. I read all those articles about those heroic personalities who rose to the occasion, and they were builders. But that's not where I am. How can I feel good about myself? According to Rav Sternbach, what this Medrash is reminding us is to be a sustainer is just as important as being a builder. Hashem may have put us into this world at a very different stage in Jewish history. We may be in a world where those institutions are already built, but now it's our job to sustain them. And that's no less important, because without our job of being machzik, without our job of sustaining, keep making certain that those buildings and those institutions remain vibrant and can keep their lights on, those institutions fall apart. So in a sense, all of us, even if we're living at a time and a place in Jewish history where we're not the actual brick and mortars, we're not the structure of the Mishkan, all of us have the ability and the responsibility to be the Vavei HaMudim, to be those silver hooks that help bring it all together to sustain it. And remember, without the sustaining, there is no building. And they're just as important. So even if we find ourselves at this point in history, in Jewish history, and those institutions, those important institutions have already been built, let's not despair. Our job is to sustain them. And that's no less heroic than those pioneers who came about and built them. For without our job of sustaining them, those buildings can't remain vibrant. They can't remain in effect to enable the Jewish community to continue. So each and every one of us has a tremendous opportunity. There's no reason to feel down. There's no reason to feel that we don't have a chance to be heroes. We all have a chance to be heroic by sustaining the Mekomos HaTorah, by sustaining those institutions, the shuls, the yeshivas, the day schools, the mikvahs, whatever it is our community needs to remain a vibrant Jewish community. Let's do our best to sustain them. And if we sustain them, we are the Vavei HaAmudim. We are those silver hooks of the Mishkan, and we can fill that role. And what the Medrash tells us, that Hashem reminded Moshe, that job of sustaining is no less important than the job of building. And it's in our hands to be sustainer. Okay, we're going to continue with those kapitlach, with those chapters of Tehillim that are on our list. So we're going to start with Tehillim Perek Chaf. That's Psalm 20. L'matzeyach mizmor l'David, yancho Adonai v'yom tzara, yisagev chashem Elohe Yaakov, yishlach ezrecha mikodesh, mitzion yisadeka, yizkor kol minchasecha, v'yolascha yidash nasela, yitain lecha chilvavecha, v'chol atascha yimalei, miranin av yishuasecha, v'shem Eloheinu nidgol, yimalei Adonai kol mishalosecha, Ato yadati ki oshi Adonai meshicho, yaneyu mishmei chodsho, bigburos yesha yemino, eilev arechev, eilev asusim, v'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir, heima karu v'nafalu, v'anachnu kalu v'anisodod, Adonai yoshiya, hamelech yaneinu v'yom koreinu. Tehillim Chaf Gimel 23. Mizmor leDavid, Adonai Yirali lo echzar, Vinos desha yarbitzeni, Amei menuchos yinehaleni, Napshi yishoved yamcheni, V'maglei tzedek leman shimo, Gam ki elech v'geit amaves, Lo yirara, ki ata imadi, Shitecho mishantecha, Hima yinachamuni, Paroch lefonai, Shulchaneget zorirai, Ishanta Bashemen Roshi Kosti Rivaya Achto Vachesed Yedifuni Koye Mechayai Vishavdi Veves Adonai Liyorech Yamin. Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph 121. Shirla Malos Esoinail Hehari Meyayin Yavo Ezri Ezri Meyim Adonai Ose Shamayim Varet Al yitem amorag lecha, al yonum shomrecha, inei lo yonum v'lo yishan, shomer Yisrael, Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tilchal yad yeminecha, yomam ha-shemesh lo yakecha, v'yareyach balayla, Adonai yishmarcha mikora, yishmar es nashecha, Adonai yishmar teitzcha uhoecha, ne'ata v'yad olam. Kuf Lamed, 130, Shira Malos, mimamakim karasicha Adonai. Adonai, shima b'koli, tiena zecha kashuvot l'kol tachanunai. Imavonos tishmar ya, Adonai miyamod. Imcha haslicha leman tivarei, kivisi Adonai kivsa nafshi v'lidvaro hokolti, nafshi l'Adonai mishomrim laboker, shomrim laboker, yachel Yisrael el Adonai, im Adonai yachesed v'arbei mofidus, v'hu yiftet Yisrael mikol avonosav. And finally, Tehillim Kuf Mem Beis 142. Maskila David, Yosob Amara Tzvila, Koli Al Adonai Yezak, Koli Al Adonai Yezchanan, Eshpok Lefanav Sifi, Tzarasi Lefanav Agi, Yisat Heifa Lai Ruchi, V'yata Yedat Nesivasi, Yorav Zualek Tamu Fakli, Habeit Yaminu Re'ei Ve'nimakir, Avad Manos Mimani Ein Doresh Lenafshi, Zoati Elecho Adonai, Amarti Atamasi, Chelki B'yaret Bachayim, Hakshiva Rinasi, Kidalos Imiyot, Hatzileni Meirodpoi, Kiyom Tzumineni, Hotziya Mimasker Nafshi, Lohodos Eshemecha, We'll now say Acheinu, first in the Hebrew and then in the English. Acheinu, kol beis Yisrael, hanisunim b'tzara v'shivya, omdimein b'yam uvein b'yabosha, makom yirachem aleihem, Ask for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity and see your land. May the all-present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom. Now, swiftly and soon, and let us say, Amen. A tefillah for the Chayalei Tzahal, for the soldiers of Israel's defense forces. Mishaberach Avotzeinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Yivarech Es Chayalei Tzahal and Al Yisrael. Anshei Kochos HaBitachon Omdim Al Mishmar Arzeinu Varei Eloheinu. Migvul Alvanon Ban Mibach Yisrael Min Hayam Hagadol Levor Ava Bechol Makom Shehem Vayabasha Vaviru Vayam. Yitain Adonai Yes Oyveinu Akamim Aleinu Nigafim Lifneihem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmar V'yatios Chayaleinu Mikol Teravit Zuka Mikol Nego Makla Yishlach Rochavat Lachavachol Maseh Yedeihem Yadir Soneinu Tachteihem V'yatrim Mekesar Yeshua V'ateres Yitachon Kriya B'makosuv Ki Adonai Eloichem HaHoleich Imachem Lilachim Lachem Imai Veichem Loshia Etchem V'nomar Amen. And now a Mishaberach, a tefillah for our brothers and sisters who are still being held in captivity. Mishaberach Avoseinu Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov Yosef Moshe V'Aaron David U'Shlomo Hu Yivarech V'Yishmor V'Yinsor Es Medrei Tzvachan Al Yisrael U'Shvuyav V'Es Kol Achinu Anishinim V'Tzarov V'Shivyav Ba'avur Shekol HaKohol HaKadosh Hazem Mitzvalel Ba'avuram HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Yotzi Eimei Choshech V'Tzalmaves U'Mosroseyem Yenatek U'Mimtzukoseyem Yoshiyem Yeshive Meiro Lechek Mishpachoteihem Yodu Ladunai Chaktov Niflo Sovli Bnei Adam V'Kuyam Behem Mikroshech Hasuv Uftu Ye Adonai Yeshuvun Uvau Tzion Birina V'Simcha Solom Al Rosham Sason V'Simcha Yasigo V'Nasu V'Yagon V'Nasu Yagon V'Anapa V'Nomar Amen. And finally, a Mishaberach for Cholim. When we get to the part where we can all insert names of those who need a healing, we'll pause and allow everyone to insert their name. Mishaberach Avoteinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Moshe V'Aaron David U'Shlomo Hu Yivarech Es HaKolim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Lachlimam L'Rabosam L'Chazkam L'Chayosam Yishlach Lenei Refuah Shalema Min HaShemayim L'Chol Evreim L'Chol Gideim B'Tzor Shochalei Yisrael Refuah Sanefesh Refuah Sagov HaShtabach Golov Yizman Kariv V'Nomar Amen. Thank you, everyone.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Mel. Sorry, I cut you off there right at the end, but thank you so much for being with us. We look forward to having you back on the program. Please, God, Emir Hashem, in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program, which will be next week on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world. Wishing everyone a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos.